Yo, it's episode 248. So, I've done this that many times, and it's still not good. Crazy. All right. Oh, Friday I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. at the Warner Center. Is that the place? I don't know. It's probably sold out. I'm sure it's a beautiful theater that, but if you can come and there's tickets, maybe there's tickets on StubHub, maybe there's tickets, like a couple tickets left at the box office or something like that. If you're in DC, it's a hell of a show. Mike Birbiglia's new show is pretty great, and you get to see me and Jacqueline Novak. Pretty sweet deal. Let's look at the news, I suppose. Did you see that Eminem video? I agreed with him on a lot of things. Like the end, fuck, we hate Donald Trump. Perfect. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have hate in your heart. Maybe you say hate is wrong. And I say you're a better person than me. I get it. Fox paid $400 million for the World Cup, and now the USA aren't in it. Is that... we're not in the World Cup? In the... is this the Soccer World Cup? Shit. Sorry, I gotta turn off the air conditioner. I mean, because I feel like there's some other World Cup that's... there's other World Cups. Isn't there? Isn't there like a golf one or a fucking boat one or some shit? This first time since 1986, the country's national men's side failed to qualify for the World Cup. Fuck me. We're not in the World Cup? I love the World Cup. That's the only soccer I can watch. European football. Bummer. Well, Terry Crews shares his own story of sexual assault by a Hollywood executive. Unbelievable. Now all this stuff's coming out now. You can't, if you're like a piece of shit that like used your position, or just in general was like, what do you call it? Handsy? Assaulty? If you did any of that shit, it's not tolerated anymore. Now it is retroactively going to fuck you up, which is good. That's why they cleaned out those Fox News fucking people. Roger Ailes, that dead piece of shit. Bill O'Reilly, hopefully he'll be dead sometime soon. And he's a piece of shit. Long time known piece of shit. And that Eric Bolling motherfucker. Also, there's probably other dudes in there. I know a guy that works over there, and then he keeps posting on Facebook, oh, Weinstein. It's like, you work at Fox News. Not to, like, be all whataboutisms, which is all anybody... that's a big part. Every, you know, the whatabout it. It's like, hey, you did it, you did it, you did it, you did it. It's like, yeah, both sides did it. It's a fucked up situation. Let's stop acting like it's a political issue. There's a problem, and all these motherfuckers need to be flushed out. But Terry Crews had to put up with it too. Ben Affleck Hillary Burton, Ben Affleck groped me on TRL when I was a kid. Ooh, you see, now I wonder, because that I saw another thing, Rose McGowan's like, Ben Affleck, fuck you, you knew. Since he, you know, he was, people are saying he was complicit in this whole Weinstein business, as were, I guess, probably a lot of people. So I'm like, I wonder if Ben Affleck is going to, maybe, are they going to take Batman away from him? Are we going to get a new Batman? I don't know. People didn't like him as Batman already. I kind of liked him as Batman. But not if he would. You don't want a Batman that's complicit in the abuse of anyone. Now, also a groper. Groping somebody on TRL. Let's see. I don't know what this means. Utah judge sends former Mormon bishop to prison for sexually abusing boys in his congregation. You can't trust anybody that wants to be a priest. I don't know what a Mormon bishop does. I don't know if they're allowed to fuck. They probably are. Catholics are the only ones crazy enough to try to pull that bullshit off. I think. I don't know enough about religion to speak on that definitively, but I will just say it. But I still don't trust these motherfuckers. Something's up. Anybody wants to be around children, any man that wants to be around children, is got to be a little. They got tendencies. There's pedophilia in there somewhere. Football player cut from team after kneeling during anthem. This is going to be a whole thing. Which Pennsylvania college football player cut from team after kneeling during anthem. I mean, I guess you got to do it. Everybody's got to kneel. If everybody kneels, what can they do? Just everybody kneel. It's not against the anthem, which isn't a thing anyway. It's not against the flag. It's not against veterans or anything like that. Everybody just kneel. Everybody take a knee. Then it'll just become, now you got to kneel during the anthem. It'll be the normal thing to do. And they'll be like, why are you standing? Why are you got to be disrespecting the flag by standing? You better, you know, sitting down, I think that would be a little more disrespectful. I don't know. I don't get the whole thing. But I think if these athletes need to stick together. You already talked about this men's soccer team fails to qualify for 2018 World Cup. I mean, don't they just want the United States market? Just throw them in there. NAACP to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, benching players for anthem kneeling violates rights. Oof, well, Pornhub hacked. Oh, no. Millions of people using adult site could have been spied on. Well, this I gotta look into. I'm not typically on Pornhub. I don't have an account. Do you have to have an account? Pornhub was hit by a hack. That means anyone who used it could have contracted a virus. A secret malicious advert had been running the free privacy for more than a year. People's computer and taking their... Oh, boy, I'm going to have to check. Everybody check your shit if you're a Pornhub person. I don't go to Pornhub that often, but it's not like I don't go there at all. Harvey Weinstein's wife, Georgina Chapman, is leaving him. Well, yeah. That would make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, if everybody knew, you think she knew? And now it's just like humiliation. I mean, it's all gossip at this point, but you can't. Good for her. Yeah, leave him. Take a bunch of his money on your way out the door. Man arrested after calling in bomb threat to avoid paying restaurant bill. Where the hell is this? Who is this fucking dummy? It's in Michigan. 40-year-old man was arrested after becoming frustrated that he couldn't get out of his bill at a Pittsburgh restaurant that he called in a bomb threat. Pittsburgh. What a cheap bastard. Just fucking run out the door or something. Or fucking put a dead roach in your plate. Calling a bomb threat? Can't get away with that shit anymore. Now you couldn't get away with that shit for a long, long time. Maybe he got out of like a test that way when he was like in school. A 40-year-old dude when he was in school could have done that and get away with it probably. Do it from a payphone or something. And then school gets canceled before people were worried about terrorists and shit. All right, this has been fun, but I'm going to go. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.